Hey everybody, this is September 16th, 2014, and I thought I'd cross this street first. Alright, talk a little bit about mobile share plans. For a long time, I had a unlimited data plan. And yeah, it was unlimited, but I also shared, I have more lines on my account. So it's me and my wife, and my mother-in-law is also on my account. So I don't know how that ever ended up happening, but somehow I ended up putting her on there. I don't know why. She's perfectly capable of having her own, but I guess it just worked out that way. So we had three data plans. I had my unlimited one. My wife had another one. I think it was 200 megabytes, which is not really that much data. And my mother-in-law had a 300 megabyte plan. And so, you know, those data plans got to cost, and, you know, you look at $30 for the unlimited data plan, $15 for another one, and I think $20 for another. Well, that's, you know, $65 that I'm spending alone on data plans, just data plans. $65. Then I paid $30 a month extra for texting. So that's 65 plus 35, which is $100. And that's the data plan and the texting. I think my plan was like $60 for the plan. So that's $160. And then I had three lines at $9.99 each. So that's another $30. So that's like $190 plus taxes. So it brought it up to like almost $200. Well, that's, you know, you add all that up and that's a lot of money. So what we decided to do, or what I decided to do, I should say, is go in and look and just see what kind of plans they had. Now, keep in mind, I've had this plan for a good long time, because with AT&T, you didn't get unlimited data. It's been off for a long time. I mean, several years. So obviously, you know, this plan had been around for a long time. But I was also paying $30 a month for just that plan. That's $360 a year just for that $30 data plan, let alone the other $35 I was paying for the other two. So what we decided to do was to see exactly how much data we were all really using. And it shows that, at least from what I can tell, for a 3-month summary, the most we might use is just a little under 2 gigs, and I'm thinking that's in 3 months. So in 1 month, that must mean we're not using as much as we thought. Now, keep in mind that I don't stream a lot of video or do things like that. I do upload these audio booths, and I'll come to that in just a few minutes.
Pause recording. 0 seconds of 10 minutes and 0 seconds.
This is probably going to go into part two. But anyway, I do a few things, but technically most of the time, you know, email and that type of thing. I probably used the most data out of all of us. You know, looking at the individual data plans, I probably used the most. And that's to be expected. But on the other hand, my mother-in-law and wife only had a pretty small chunk of data, you know, 200 megabytes and maybe 300. I can't remember exactly, but very, very small. So, you know, and they were never going over their data plans, so that just shows how little of data they were using. But me, I probably wasn't using but maybe like 500 or 600 megabytes. So if you add on, you know, a gig, say they were using another additional 250 megabytes each month, which they weren't because they weren't even going over their data plans, that's at a gig, and that's with me using 500 megabytes. And that still leaves an extra gig if we were on this 2 gigabyte plan. So we ended up deciding to switch from these individualized data plans and a shared minute plan to an unlimited minute plan and a 2 gigabyte data plan. Now that doesn't sound like all that much, and maybe it isn't, but based on our usage statistics, it appears that we should be fine with that, and we get a discount, a $15 discount on the plan for utilizing that feature, so it's only going to cost us about $115 plus tax, which is a lot bigger difference than $199, including taxes. So we'll see what the next month's bill is going to be and see how much it cuts it. But another issue
2 minutes and 16 seconds.
I wanted to discuss quickly is the fact that you can actually go in and limit the applications that utilize cellular data. So that, you know, if I'm out and about and I want to record an audio boo, but I don't want to upload it because it might be big, I can turn off the applications under cellular data that I don't want to upload on my cellular data connection. By going under settings and cellular. And under that, you'll see a way to turn your cellular data off and on, as well as a way to turn off individual apps and see how much data they're using. So if you reset that statistic each month, the 19th of each billing cycle, if you're careful with it, you'll know exactly how much data you're utilizing, how much data you've used on your phone. So, hopefully this makes sense. I'm interested in your opinion on it. Andre's interested in your opinion, he said. Huh, Andre? I know Mom's awake. I heard her in there. So, let me know what you think. Comment, direct message me, whatever. And let me know how you feel about it. So, we will talk to you later. Back on Wi-Fi now, so I can upload this audio boo. But just so you know, I do have cellular data turned off for audio boo. And I figure, you know, I'll turn it off for the apps I know that I, you know, that would take a lot of space. Obviously, Safari and Mail and apps like that. I mean, I don't want to completely not use my data because I'm paying for it. So I need to use it. I just need to be more careful. But since when I was having an unlimited data plan, I wasn't really using all that much. And I looked before I changed the plan. All I'd used in this month with only 5 or so days left in my billing cycle was like 570 megs, which is a lot, but not really that much for what I was paying for. Now, if I was using like 4, 5, 6, 7 gigs or even 2 or 3 gigs by myself, then yeah, I wouldn't have thought about changing them. But